with your hosts, Dwayne Perkins and TK Kelly.
Welcome, everybody, to the Movie Night Podcast. I am TK Kelly, joined, as always, by my hilarious co-host, Mr. Dwayne Perkins. Each and every week, we watch a movie with a special guest, and then we talk about it into microphones because it makes us feel important.
Yes, yes. And this week, we have a very special guest. We go... it's one of these things where we're not sure even exactly where we met, but I checked my phone. I think we figured it out. This woman is a great actress. We did an episode of Marin together, which was awesome. We played the black comics at a black club. we both don't really do black clubs, but
had you done that club?
I've done that club before.
Oh, good.
And she plays the cello. Please welcome the very talented, very beautiful Nina Daniels.
Thank you. I got beautiful.
That was a real intro. That was good.
I know. Thank you.
How's it going, Nina?
It's going really well. And I'm not Asian.
And you're not Asian. She had to throw that in there, guys.
Oh.
What's been going on lately? What have you been up to? Obviously, Dwayne just mentioned you were on Marin. That's pretty great.
That was pretty awesome, actually. You know, at first I was a little worried about that because I was like, I'm going to be the only woman in this room. I realized... And as a comic, you're used to it, right?
Yeah, so I was going to say,
but
isn't that like
when I
most
was
of the
sitting
time?
In there, I realized, it hit me, I'm like, whoa, I'm really the only woman in this room, which was awesome. Like, I don't know why that's bad. I'm around all men all the time. It's like my wet dream, so that was really great.
See, I would assume that'd be terrifying.
No.
Like, you're just looking around as everybody sizes you up, like, ugh.
I mean,
these creeps thinking.
The fact that they're even looking at me, I'm like, thank you. It makes my ego, like, it's an ego boost for a woman, come on.
Ah, that's true.
Let's ignore the part where, like, they do that to anyone. I ignore that part.
Yeah. it's best not to think about how indiscriminate we are.
Well, yeah, I find that women take, like, a compliment is always disarming for women. It doesn't matter if it's sort of, like, sincere or not sincere, if it's a guy who compliments everyone.
Yeah. Don't sweat the context. Just enjoy
exactly.
it.
That's why
just
I miss New York. Catcalls, they don't really do that here.
That's true.
Yeah,
I missed that.
Yeah.
Oh, I just got back from New York. It's brutal.
Like, yeah. Were you getting catcalled a lot, Dwayne?
Well, I was walking past these guys. It was in the city, too, so I thought, not a tough neighborhood, but these guys, and I was just like, oh, boy. And they just looked, they had a little edge to them, so I do the standard thing. I put my keys between my fingers in case I have to gouge anyone's eye out.
Yeah,
that's the typical thing. I'm from the suburbs.
Yeah, I'm just getting ready. I'm just getting ready for what might go down.
Yeah, I do that all the time. apparently, Dwayne and I are walking around way more afraid than any women are because Nina doesn't even know about this.
I walk around with a coffin, with a cello, so maybe nobody bothers me.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true. But as I'm walking, some girls are walking in the opposite direction. So instead of it becoming a me and these guys sizing each other up like you want to go, they just start, it's just it instantly goes, yeah, hey mommy,
and then just, you all started yelling at her together.
That's like the sweetest sound of music to my ears that I had not heard in so long.
Oh man, don't let the women listen to this episode. They're gonna be very upset with you.
Yeah, there's you're seemingly in the minority as it relates to that, and in just life too, but as it relates,
I mean, although I have to say though, even the girl who is in that famous YouTube video that's getting yelled at over 10 hours in New York, like as much as that's got to be terrible, part of it she has to partly take some of it as a compliment, right?
Well, maybe I never came in contact with someone who's like really aggressive.
Yeah,
the people that I meet, they're so not aggressive. They're not. If I turned around and said, "Hey, come and get it," they would run.
Yeah, that's true.
They would run.
I feel like that's probably true of 90% of the people who do that, too. Because they never expect... Nobody's ever like, that's how I met my wife.
Yeah, I think that... And she was dressed exactly the way you'd want to dress to get hollered at in New York.
Yeah, you know? I mean, she wasn't like over the top, but it was... I know what you mean.
She was
like, everything was very
tight. That New York men
like... So now you're blaming her?
Dwayne's like, well, if she didn't want to get yelled at, she shouldn't have dressed that way.
Come on,
and now we've been taken off the air.
Right.
And you can't even do that with a podcast, but we've been taken off the air.
What I'm saying is, in terms of it being an experiment, she'd have to do it
I believe
two more
it's flawed.
Times.
Yes.
She'd have to do it again with a sundress. Again,
she should do it in my clothes.
Yeah, well,
different variables. You need different variables to test it, because if she was walking down the street in like sweatpants and a baggy hoodie, would anybody give a shit?
Where are we going?
She'd have to test it.
You know what? Forget that. We're not even going to talk about movies. Let's go run this experiment again right now,
live. For the sake of it being an experiment is all I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. It is flawed. Scientifically, yeah. Flawed video.
I took you guys down a really bad path.
You did.
Here.
But anyway, you like compliments. That's very nice.
I do. The whole point was that I like compliments.
And that being on Marin was fun. You enjoyed that?
It was fun.
Process?
Yeah.
That's really cool. What else? Anything going on with stand-up? I know you do a good amount of that here in L.A.
Yeah. I have a ton of shows. I'm doing my show tonight at the Comedy Store, which is great.
Now, for people who don't know, what show is that? Just so... Because this actually comes out on Fridays.
Right.
So
I'm doing a show called Nina's Playground.
Okay.
Although today it's actually called a talent show, but we decided today or yesterday that we're changing it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's basically the first part of the show. It's like a talk show. So I'm like the host of a talk show.
Okay.
And we look at like news and media. Like Rachel would be definitely, she'll be on our, you know, a big part of our show tonight.
Yes. Rachel, was it Dolezal? Is that how we pronounce it? Yeah. So that's
Rachel, I think I'm black.
Yes. Yes. I think that's how it's pronounced. It's spelled Dolezal, but it's pronounced I think I'm black.
I think I'm black. So we talk about what's in the media, and then we bring on our guests, which are comedians and also an improv group or a sketch comedy group.
Okay.
And then in the end, you know, I come on with my cello, and Jerry and I kind of kick it off and do some stuff, and then I'm like my own house band.
That's great. How often do you do that? Is it every week, every month?
Well, we're testing it out tonight at the Comedy Store, so I think, hopefully it'll be a monthly.
All right. Well,
that's great. I gotta come check it out.
Absolutely.
I gotta.
And you guys will be on it, so it'll be great.
I would love to be on it on the show. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and then I've just written a pilot presentation I'm going to shoot in July, based on my stand up and based on my relationship with my cello, Jerry.
Jerry, nice. All right.
Yeah, so, I was about to ask you about Jerry, and I should know who Jerry is.
Yeah, exactly, because she just said Jerry. I was like, now I'm not cool, because I don't know which Jerry she's talking about.
Right, right, Jerry Minor, who are you talking
about? I'm sitting here, like, judging myself for not knowing who Jerry is in the L.A. scene, and it's your cello. I have met Jerry, though.
You've met Jerry.
I have.
You are super accomplished, you know? That's like a... It's really dope.
That's something that, like, we haven't had too many guests on that have, like, a very real skill like that. Not knocking our other guests.
Yeah,
but
plays a cello.
Dwayne was just so impressed. He was like, that's fucking real.
Well, she's fluent in Japanese. I don't know. Is that something we can say? Okay, yeah.
It's true. I've lived there, you know. It's real.
Amazing. That's really dope. And now, you
I'm so intimidated right now.
I am.
I'm like, I know, like, five words of Spanish.
Don't be, because I'm...
And I can play the recorder.
Comic.
We can't do all these things, but here's what we can do. We can compliment her.
That's true.
That gets us in the
game. And I'm going to take all of it.
Yes.
That makes me comfortable.
Like, take all of it. Now, we have to be mature. You know what I'm saying?
No, we don't. I feel like this is the only place we can be immature, isn't it?
Yeah, I already had to hold back a laugh when Dwayne very, like, salaciously said, I would love to be on it. I almost kind of lost it, I'm not going to lie. let's get into this movie.
Let's do that.
This is a good, good pick.
And there's a tie-in to this movie. Oh, you want to introduce the movie?
No, go ahead. Dwayne's the master of transitions over here. Dwayne can segue.
I didn't have a transition for this.
Just do it. Launch into it.
The movie is 1979, The Warriors. Directed by Walter Hill, who I guess... I didn't know this was based on a book, by the way. So I plan on reading that book.
Yeah.
Stars... some people who were not known at the time, Michael Beck, James Remar, Dorsey Wright, some other people. The one girl, that girl's from Too Close for Comfort.
Yeah.
that sitcom.
Yeah, and there's not a lot of known people. I feel like really only James Remar has done a lot since.
Yeah, since
but
then.
Besides,
everyone else.
I don't know, haven't seen too much of these guys.
And it's, you know, some people, I guess you guys... You hadn't seen it.
I hadn't. This was one of those classic movies that I just never sat down to watch.
I think hip hop loves this movie. I think, well, I'm from Coney Island, so I love this movie. It's a classic New York City train movie. These guys are in the Bronx, and they need to get to Coney Island. They just got to get home.
They got to get home.
What I love about it, and we'll get into it, when he goes, we're in the Bronx. It's got to be 50 to 100 miles away.
Oh, that was the best. That was the best. That was such a great insight.
50 miles.
It's such a great insight into the mind of New Yorkers, though, because
that's so true.
Like, there are still,
that's really
I
true.
Guarantee you there's still people who think that, because New Yorkers, a lot of people don't realize, like, you know, depending on which borough you're in, you can be very, very isolated and never
Absolutely.
Really leave.
Yeah, well, Coney Island especially. It's the last stop.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
in essence, I don't know where they were in the Bronx, but in essence, you're going from the last stop in the Bronx to the last stop in Coney.
Well, yeah, they said, yeah, they basically said, yeah, that they had never left.
Well, it's
kind of
like
Brooklyn.
The D train's orange, right? Orange?
Yeah, well, the D and B have switched, but the D, the B, the F,
yeah,
the N, they all go to Stillwell
never,
Avenue.
Never Neverland.
Yeah, and when, yeah, I did, when I did my Comedy Central Presents, my backdrop was the Coney Island train station.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. So this movie's near and dear. Even
it hits
though,
home because it was such a realistic depiction of Coney Island life.
Yeah.
Mostly just predominantly white guys running around in leather vests with no shirts on underneath.
Well, we're going to get to
and,
that.
Oh, offensively, yeah, dressed.
We're going to get to that.
Native Americans.
But, Nina, what did you think about this movie? Had you seen it?
You know, I had not seen it.
Oh,
and
okay.
The first thing I thought was some dudes picked this movie, and dudes would like this movie. I was like, this is such a dude's movie.
This is a dude's movie.
It is.
Yeah.
It's,
yeah,
such a dude's movie because, you know, it's like these, what do you call it? Like these underground, these hits that become, what's the proper term?
Cult favorites.
Cult,
yeah,
yeah, cult favorites.
Cult classics, yeah.
Yeah. You can tell that it's a cult classic.
Yeah,
because
definitely.
I asked my dad, because I'm like, I don't really know this movie. And you know, he's like, oh, yeah, can you dig it? He was just like, warriors come out to play.
Yeah,
he was like, he was just reciting stuff from
the
movie.
That stuff's like part of pop culture. Like, I had never watched this before, but I was aware of those
things. In the 70s, that was his heyday, so he was like, yeah, this is awesome.
Right.
But did you enjoy it, despite it being a dude's movie?
Let me tell you, I enjoyed it for probably way different reasons why you enjoyed that
I don't
movie.
Know.
Interesting. I don't know. What?
It was ridiculous.
It was like it's a fodder for like comedy.
It is. It's very, it doesn't, I would argue that this does not hold up the way that it did. Like, I'm sure if I saw it in 79, I would have taken it a bit more seriously, but now it's like,
well,
I don't know.
Here's the thing. It depends on what lens you're looking through, right? Because it almost seems like it's like, not film noir, that would be giving it too much, but there seems to be a thing where if the director's in on it, like...
Yeah,
absolutely.
I think it's a little noir.
All,
I think it is.
Very. I think so, too, especially with all the Greek stuff in it. Oh, my goodness. Like, there's so much Greek, like the Greek god. Was it like the riffs? That's like the Greek gods. And everybody,
right.
I mean, there's so much Greek symbolism in this movie, it's ridiculous. So, I laughed at a lot of this. I have to be honest with you.
It's very, it's fucking silly.
It's
silly.
It's almost like, it's supposed to be like New York and at its worst, but it's almost a utopia in the sense that they're gangs and everything, but they seem to be completely colorblind. Like, anyone can be in any gang.
Yeah.
So almost like in a, it's this Mad Max world where like, Because gangs are very racially based, you know? And that's
but
really...
But the great thing about this movie is there was... I mean, it was so mixed. Each gang had just this mixture, not only of race, but just kind of style and the type of black men.
Yeah.
Donald Glover, I swear, was in this movie like 12 times.
Right.
Everybody looked like Donald Glover.
Everyone did.
Didn't they?
Yeah, it did. And I feel
same weight, same height.
And I don't know why, but I feel... Like all the actors, of all the actors who played gang members, and I have no way of proving this, but I would say the over under on them being gay, I would say 30-40% of them. It just felt like we were watching dancers.
This is like West Side Story.
It's
Greece.
Exactly.
I was waiting to start breaking out dancing.
It's a very theatrical movie. It plays out like theater to me. Like
I was thinking you
could do this on stage.
Well, you know what? I actually thought when I saw them all gather up in the Bronx, I was like, this is like a meetup for like all the improv and sketch groups in the city. With the outfits.
Absolutely.
I'm just waiting to start breaking out with some sketches. I'm like,
absolutely.
Come on.
That is great.
And that's exactly what it looked like. Everybody had their own little troop theme.
Right. That's how I feel when I host sketch shows and improv shows, and that's exactly how it feels.
Yeah.
It wasn't Halloween, and they went so far out for their themes.
They lived the themes.
But I love it. Maybe because I saw it as a kid, I'm from Coney Island.
Yeah,
but, like,
I think it resonates. I think it would resonate with me if I saw it as a kid, for sure.
Yeah.
But I get it. I mean, it is. There's just something very appealing to it. Like, basically, this movie to me feels like a video game. Like, yeah, where there's a start point, and there's an end point, and there's levels, and in between, they're on the train.
Is this a video game? This would be an incredible video game. It feels like Streets of Rage.
It's basically Streets of Rage.
It definitely could be if it's not.
It probably was.
I think it was.
It probably was on, like, Atari, but it was a horrendous fucking game.
It could be a video game now with better graphics.
Oh, it would be awesome.
Yeah, it would be like a...
It feels like a video game.
The one where you shoot the cars and you drive through cities, it could be like that.
Yeah, GTA. It feels a little bit like almost like Ninja Turtles, too.
Yeah.
Like the way that their adversaries are all themed, like they each have their own group, and it's like these guys dress like baseball players.
Also with the comic panel.
Yeah, it's very comic booky video game.
Although I have to say the comic panel, I'm like, why is this comic panel in? That's the one part of the movie that I didn't think they needed that.
Yeah, the only thing that I wondered.
Are we talking about the radio lady?
No, the comic book paneling, the transitions.
Oh, the wipes.
Yeah.
I was thinking about that, is
the original book, is it a graphic novel maybe? That's the only way that would make sense for me. But then I would have thought it would have said based on the graphic novel.
But I think that effect was a thing back then.
I feel like it's part of his style too. I feel like it's something artistic that he was messing around with.
It looked good. I agree though. It didn't make the most sense, I mean, unless it is based forward. On a graphic novel.
No, but it's sort of like, I don't know, like the orphans, and they're the orphans, and they're not on a gang of networks, and it's like, hey, they ran into the orphans. They're not on our network.
They're not on
our network. They have a network.
They're not at the monthly meet and greets. What is this?
It's just
chat rooms.
But you know what it reminded me? It just reminded me of like since I pledged. It just reminded me, like when he said that you're not in the network. It reminded me of being in a sorority and be like, they're not part of our sorority.
It was very much. Right. No, it was
not part of our group.
It reminded me of that too, like just Greek life where it's like, oh, they're this fucking shitty fraternity that nobody cares about.
Right.
And they even, like, I imagine you name your own gang. They named themselves the orphans. They're like, Absolutely. Look, we're outcasts. Nobody gives a shit.
Yeah.
It's like,
and they want to prove how tough they are, and it gets served by a Molotov cocktail. And that's it. They completely don't run. And they take their girl. They take your girl, and you don't chase them.
But did they really want the girl?
No. This is why they're not on the network. Yeah.
Did they really want the girl?
Well,
and what they really needed was a bath. Can we agree on that?
The orphans were filthy.
They really needed a bath.
Like their clothes were all tattered.
I know they're called the orphans, but they had to look like orphans too.
But you know what? It was a completely.
They weren't doing themselves any favors.
It was a hot summer day because the Warriors had no shirts on. Basically,
everybody was like dirty in that movie.
No one had shirts.
We should repitch this movie and do it in the winter and see how much it changed. Like New York in the winter.
That's a good.
In the war, everybody's just all bundled up and it's just like nobody's happy. They don't want to be outside.
But then they were all like, you couldn't tell what gang they were in. They were like, open up your jacket.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Because they all be wearing like North Face or like I don't know, Fat Farm or something.
Here's the thing. One, they could. I know that what I like is they addressed it. They wouldn't take off because you just take off the vest.
Yeah.
And then you just go home.
But then you're just a bunch of shirtless guys walking through the city.
Right, but...
That's a little weird.
That's a little weird.
It's about... They're like,
also,
you won't do that.
You could walk... Because I thought about this. You could... Like... The New York City Marathon is 26 miles. It touches all five boroughs.
Yes.
You understand? So, a straight shot from it's probably 13 miles. And you could walk easily. You still get there the next day or in the morning. You can walk Manhattan on the east side. Even back then, no gangs.
Mm-hmm.
You walk down or Park Avenue, just no one can stop you. Just walk down First Avenue, Park Avenue.
Yeah, but the problem with that is the cops are looking for them, and the cops hang out on the east side.
That's true.
You haven't thought this through thoroughly.
Let's take a
you
break.
Just got put podcast. On blast. He's like, fuck, she's right. I got it. Let's get into the games.
Oh,
let's launch into these questions. Each week we do a handful of questions that relate to the movie in particular. This week, let's start with pitching the sequel. So that's, I mean, this is it's an older movie. It's a little odd. It doesn't necessarily fit today. So I don't know if you want to pitch a sequel for today or one that came out before, whatever. For me, I want mine to come out today. It's all of the Warriors who are still alive.
Oh, that's
so
great.
So it's just a couple of them.
Right.
And it's just an hour and a half of them trying to explain to their grandkids how cool their gang was.
Right.
And their grandkids being like, wait, you fucking did what?
Right.
Like, you wore what? Wait, why were you wearing feathers? I'm very confused. It sounds like there was dancing, but you're not admitting that there was dancing.
Right, right.
It's all very nice.
I love it. Now that you said that, man, this could work on many levels. Like, it could completely be a video game. It could be an ice capade show. Mm-hmm. Like the Warriors on Ice.
Absolutely.
And
it might as well have been already.
That'd be great.
There was already the dude on roller skates that was like,
oh my God.
To have a tough, an adult male.
How do you fight on roller skates?
On roller skates in fucking overalls. I lost my mind. I loved it.
This movie, I'm telling you, I love this movie.
It's great.
Picture sequel. That winter idea was pretty sweet. But I, what I thought was, and I'm not sure why or how, but the Warriors, either them then or now, they have to go back up to the Bronx, okay? So they have to fight their way back up to the Bronx. And I think, here's the thing, Coney Island is known for being pretty good at basketball.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, did you know that about us?
I did.
Did you know that?
Yes.
You knew that?
Yes.
Okay. we are.
Yes.
We have like three NBA players like in the last 10 years, right? So, and like every year the local high school wins like the city championships. So anyway, people know we're good. So the Warriors are going to go and play in a tournament in the Bronx. But in order to slow them down, all these gangs try to fight them along the way. So hopefully by the time they get there, they can't win or they don't get there and they have to forfeit.
Yeah.
So they beat all the gangs going back up. But then the final scene, they get to the Bronx with only five guys left. And they play the tournament and they win.
They win. So how many of the five guys are white? all the white warriors died on the way back to the Bronx.
How about this? That's a great question. How about this?
Do they win?
None of them are white.
Yeah.
But in the fourth and in the second half, the best player is white, but they thought he didn't make it. But then he makes it right at the end, the white guy, when they're down, and he just lights out. I was going to say shooting, but maybe he's dunking. Let's say that.
Well, he's shooting. Let's not fucking kid ourselves. He's shooting. How about you, Nina? What's your sequel?
Well, first I would change the title. Not change it, but I would add something to it. It'd be like Warriors 2, Models Need Not Apply. that would be my title. And I think the Warriors should be, like I said, I think like a sketch comedy group. And then go through, instead of like you said, going back to the Bronx. Well, I feel like they go from Coney Island back to the Bronx, and along the way, they have to battle other sketch comedy groups. And if they make it to the Bronx, they get on SNL.
So it's just like a cage match.
Oh, yes, they get on SNL if they make it to the Bronx.
Now we talking long like form,
improv
short
games?
Form?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, long form.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
So it's getting real deep into
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
That movie would be an enormous hit in LA and Chicago and nowhere else.
Says you. And SNL is all over the world.
Everybody else would be like, right. What the fuck is improv?
Just think SNL.
That's great, though. I mean, that's basically what this was.
And the orphans would be like their challenge. It'd be like, you have to do improv this time. And they were like, oh my God, it's not scripted. And that would be like a big deal for them. Can they make it through the improv? Oh my goodness.
It's inside.
And then I feel like, wait, I had one more thing that I wanted to say about the end of this. Oh wait, we didn't get that far yet. Next question. Okay.
Next question. Yeah. Moving right along. Let's do, which one do you want to do next, Wayne? There are a lot of good ones here.
Oh, man. They're all pretty good. I would say Hook of Your Gang or Soundtrack.
All right, let's do Soundtrack next. So change the soundtrack for this movie using music from only one artist.
Oh, absolutely.
Throughout, which is a great idea, and I think would have fit this movie really well, too.
Yeah, yeah.
So who would it be and why? Why don't you lead it off, Wayne?
It's really tough. I mean, you want to go with a New York artist, right? Because it's a New York movie. So I'm thinking Tribe Called Quest. I think it would be a nice situation.
Yeah.
But just as I said that, a part of me just said, for some reason, Ice-T. And I'm not sure why.
Ice-T? That would be great because Ice-T's like lyrics were always so fucking aggressive and
right,
harsh.
Right.
And then to see like a dude roller skating in overalls to it, I would very much enjoy that.
So I'm thinking Ice-T. Who's a West Coast guy, but I think he was born in Jersey, so it kind of works.
Sounds good. I like it. Yeah. What do you think, Nina?
So, I would say De La Soul.
Ooh, I like that.
Because
that
De La
is solid.
Soul kind of changed the rap game.
She went,
where
she's a homer.
Hardcore.
She's a homer. She's from Long Island.
Yeah,
so
I kind of feel like that movie was, not saying De La Soul is not fluffy, but think about the music that they made.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like definitely De La Soul. It's still New York, but I mean, these guys walk around and vest in roller skates. Come
on. And when you think about the groups now, the Ray Shrummans and all those guys, they're all like kind of De La Soul started all of that.
Yeah.
Where you didn't have to be hard. That started with De La Soul.
And The Warriors definitely is not hard. So we can all agree upon that, right?
And Coney Island looks nothing like this movie.
Let me just clarify.
We didn't even get there yet.
But I still love the movie.
Yeah.
But yeah, I knew some white people growing up, but like a white guy.
We had one, I think.
Yeah.
He wasn't around much. You guys like picked really like talented, very I feel like you took that question seriously, and I picked the B-52s.
The B-52s.
I think that their music fits the ridiculousness of this movie.
I can see that. You have to suspend disbelief.
You do.
Unless you're like 8 when you see it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I love the idea of the guy from the B-52s who just yells all this stuff.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Him just yelling random
science
shit.
Ass.
Yeah, something that's like, hit a lady with a chair. Like, that was my favorite part of the movie, the dude just picks up a chair out of nowhere and blasts a young woman with it.
But it's weird that, like...
She had a gun.
What I love about that is, like, when they meet the lesbian gang called the Lizzies.
The Lizzies. Yeah.
It never dawns on them.
They're not smart. By all accounts, the Warriors should have died almost immediately.
Yeah, in the Bronx. Right? Yeah. They should have died in the Bronx.
Before they got out of the Bronx.
Yes.
They were horribly, like, they didn't pick up on anything.
But I must say, can I say one thing? So, I did feel like when I was watching it, I'm like, this is how you know it's not really hardcore gangs, because it's rock and roll, right? They're playing rock in this.
Yeah.
I'm like, if it was like a real gang movie, I'd be like, it'd be like Jay-Z, Empire State of Mind type, you know, real hardcore stuff. But this is like, I'm like, no, this is way too, I don't even call it fluff, because De La Soul is not fluff. De La Soul is just appropriate, I think, for this movie.
Yeah, I think so. And what radio station is this? Is this an underground radio station? Is this
She was like,
why is she?
You got to kill these people.
I love Linata,
I'm going to tell you on the radio to kill these people. Yeah. But like, she never said like, it was like slightly coded.
But then
I
at
guess.
The end, it was like, hey, sorry about that, guys.
Yeah, my bad. Totally wasn't them. Right. My favorite part of that, though, is the idea that everyone is always listening to the radio.
Right.
But see, there's no email.
But I feel like
that's
how they were getting the information.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's probably true.
I thought of it like as they were
like
getting
insane.
Their information from
Absolutely.
The radio. Yeah,
no
I was
question.
Like, you know.
But everybody heard that broadcast because everyone was attacking the Warriors. I'm like, damn, radio used to be a thing.
Yeah. It was a real thing.
You want to do the hook of your gang?
Yeah,
that's
a
good
cool.
one.
Because, I think it's a good
so,
one.
Like we mentioned, if you haven't seen the movie, every gang, if you can call them that,
has a theme.
They have a theme.
It's
they have
like,
their own costumes. They have an overarching theme of what they're
it's
about.
It's like hipster parties in Silver Lake. You know, they can't hipsters just can't have a party. It's got to be come dressed as your favorite American and all that jazz. So each gang has a hook and. The baseball players, the roller skate guys, the orphans.
I really enjoyed the baseball players.
I really enjoyed them, too.
Oh, I like them so much.
My gang would be
Seems inconvenient. But.
Because I'm a comic and a writer, would be the Skrulls.
Okay.
And I feel like, they had the one guy who would just tag Warriors. He didn't even fight, really.
Yeah.
So we'd have a guy who just had some parchment. And so before we rumbled, he'd like say a little poem. And then we'd get it on. Like, it'd be like, okay, we're going to fight, but just 1 second. Boom, hit him with the poem, then we fight. And we would all write, we'd all have little books, and after each battle, you'd have to like sort of...
Recount it.
You have blog to, or talk about how the battle went down.
I like that. I mean, I think every gang should have at least one guy who's just, it's his job to carry the parchment. That's, that just makes good sense. Nina, what do you think? What's your gang?
The Pinkies.
The Pinkies.
Oh, nice.
And I feel like, you know... Because I feel like I'm part of a gang, so I feel like how can I have to honor my sorors, and
oh,
I feel like
is that AKA?
Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
Don't put your pinky up.
I'm sorry. I just
don't do that.
I'm sorry.
I'm just getting on doing. Oh, well, I guess we're just beating on.
You're just getting on me. Okay. Anyway, go ahead.
And their whole thing would be just standing there looking cute and telling guys, other people, what to do.
Just delegating.
Yeah, just delegate.
Yeah.
The whole time.
See, that's what the female gang in this movie could have definitely done that. Those dudes were doing anything that they told them to do.
Yes.
They could have just walked them into
it's kind
the
of
Rift
basically
headquarters.
What they did.
Instead, they tried to fucking take them home
Completely.
And like stab them and shoot. And that lady, I mean,
she
come
was
on.
A bad shot.
Bad shot.
Oh,
that was a small apartment. How did you not hit anyone? Well, it didn't make
right.
any
they,
sense.
They were listening to you. You could have just
crazy.
Walked them into
crazy.
The thing.
My gang is called Uptown Funk. And we all dress like Bruno Mars.
Oh, that's nice.
Just everybody, just glittery shirts, curly wigs.
Right. Which would fit.
And
so
we just dance a bunch. We don't even fight. We just dance.
Now, with this gang, I love it. But now, how do you take it? Are you guys as a gang pissed off? Or do you accept the fact when people say, well, you know, that's really a Mark Ronson song. Like, how do you take that?
Well, I think Mark Ronson follows behind us with his turntables, but he gets no credit for anything
we
do.
Okay, okay, good, good. I like
He's just behind the scenes. Nobody really gives a shit. All right, let's see. Drinking game or... Well, we got to do drinking game, right? We always do drinking game.
Yeah, we can do drinking. I mean, yeah, we always do that. So
that's our standby. So every time something that happens over and over in this movie occurs, take a drink. For me, I'll say I was the whole time... I couldn't stop thinking about this. So take a shot every time you think, why don't they just split a cab and go home? I mean, and they're a gang. Like, they're not against doing shit they're not supposed to do. Just get in the cab and then just don't pay them.
Yeah, just...
Just have them drop you off a few blocks from home and just be like, fuck you, buddy. That's it. Movie's over.
No.
Oh, that's great.
I feel like they should take a shot every time they run from anybody.
They run a lot.
From the cop. They run at times. I'm like, why are they running?
I forgot how much running there was.
They talk nonstop about how tough they are, but they run.
It's the antithesis of who they are.
It's a weird thing. I don't know how I'm supposed to look at the gangs in this movie, because it's like the Warriors, I guess, are the heroes of the film.
Exactly.
But then they're also kind of doing some messed up shit, and you don't know what they never actually get into anything bad that any of these gangs are doing, except that one group.
But the guy goes, I love it when he goes, Cyrus was right, man. There's a lot of stuff out there just waiting for us to steal it.
Yeah. they're all horrible people trying to take over the city.
Right. Oh, man. I mean, these are all great. I was thinking either every time the F word gets dropped, you know.
I was thinking about that, too.
Yeah. This
movie would never get made today.
Yeah, it would not with the F bombs. Not with Hollywood being what it is.
No.
And not F bomb is not it's not fuck. So so either that or every time you feel like you're watching a play, like you said earlier, because I feel like the girl who they pick up and steal from a gang,
they gave her away.
I feel like she's in a play. Or they gave her away. I feel like she's in a... I feel like two or three of the characters are in a play.
Yeah.
And everyone else is in a movie. And it just makes for an interesting...
This feels like... I think this could be like a high school production, like, easily. Yeah. You know, you just have... All you need is like the fake train and then slight changes to each neighborhood.
And
each time
the curtain pulls, changes,
but it's
for the
pretty much the same.
Yeah. I thought I saw it at UCB last week.
Yeah, this could be done. We should start a weekly Warriors show at UCB.
And they were supposed to be doing another one.
People would definitely come see that.
They were supposed to be doing another one. I don't know if we can, though. I don't know if... I think our innocence as a people, that train has left the station.
Yeah, that's true.
Because you have to just sort of like, you have to be all in to really
be
with
this movie.
No,
there's going to have to be like a lot more death. Like, for this to be made today, it'd be way more violent, way less kitschy. Like, I guess like one guy died and nobody ever really talked about it.
What was that?
No, but no one knew, because the girl maybe...
But nobody even ever...
Nobody asked him.
She said the cops got him.
No, but nobody looked for him.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, well, once the thing
that
is...
That was fucking weird. That bothered me.
That's what I was trying to remember. I was they're going to go find that one guy who died that nobody ever asked about in the third act of that movie.
But in this movie...
Didn't ask about him.
I think he was left on the cutting room floor.
If the cops got you...
No time.
If the cops got you, it was akin to being dead.
Well, the cops got... They knew the cops got James Remar, the super rapey dude.
Right.
But nobody ever really asks about the guy who got...
He asked the girl.
But
he said, what happened to Fox?
Yeah, but nobody looked for him.
That really bothered
me. It bothered me because they knew the other guy got arrested because they saw that.
Yeah.
But nobody really knew exactly what happened.
They took the girl's word for it, I think.
Yeah. It was weird to me, too, that because when the whole movie kind of takes a turn towards the end where somebody shows up at the Riff's place and they're like, listen, some guy's here. He said he knows who really killed Cyrus.
Right.
And I'm thinking, oh, that guy somehow didn't die. It's him. Like, he made it past the train.
He's one of the sword, right?
But it was just...
He thought he was Superman and stopped the train?
I don't know. I thought maybe were going to say he was thrown, like, past it or something.
Oh,
but what I didn't get was that the person who the whole movie hinges on is a guy we've never met. We don't. It's right, just right. some stranger
also,
who's like, oh,
I
that was them.
I also thought he was part of like the Warriors. I did not realize at the end that he was a separate guy. Dude.
Right, but they wouldn't have accepted a Warrior coming in and saying that. It
true,
took someone else
true.
To say
but it. Just
exactly.
took someone Which to be sense. Like, nah, man, they didn't do it.
And by the way, technically,
obviously, I didn't think that through
for the train. I don't think you can survive on the other side of the train, but you can lay under the train mm-hmm. in the middle.
I thought it was going to be something
or you
ridiculous.
You can lay under the track. This is just if you ever fall on the train.
I mean,
tracks.
I thought if there was more tracks on the other side, maybe.
I got you. I got you.
Well, hey,
the rats don't kill you.
We got to wrap this up. well, we just randomly discovered a part we hadn't thought about and just launched into it. Right. Nina, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you so much,
Nina. Thank
you
for having me. This is great.
Anything you want to promote? Your Twitter? Any upcoming shows? Anything like that?
I'm going to be doing Hot Tub July 27th, which is a show I really love.
Yeah, it's a great show.
You can find me on Twitter at Nina Daniels and Snapchat Nina's Playground.
Check her out, guys.
Yeah, ninadaniels.com. You can find it all. Thank you guys so much.
Sure.
Thank you. Funny DP is the Twitter handle. DwaynePerkins.com is the website. And I got quite a big, large Midwest run coming up. So July... second week of July, I'm in Dayton, Ohio. Then the next week, Chicago. Next week, Kentucky. And then Louisville. So, Midwest.
Find him.
Holla at your boy.
Find him in the Midwest. I am at TK Kelly Comedy on Twitter. Tonight, I'll be at Bar Lubitsch in West Hollywood for a very fun show called Peachy Keen. And then in July, me and two friends from Tosh.0 are doing another leg of our Threeses tour. We'll be all over the East Coast in July, so check that out. Nina, thanks again for being here. We really appreciate you coming.
Thank you guys so much.
Thanks for listening, guys. Tune in next week.
You've been listening to Movie Night with Dwayne Perkins and TK Kelly. Be sure to like them on Facebook. Just search for Movie Night Podcast Show. And follow them on Twitter. Just search for @MovieNightCast.